Well, Sean, congratulations. Another win. You just keep choking these off, and another clean sheet as well.
Yeah, a lot of good things tonight. The performance, the feel of the performance, particularly very dominant first half. Probably people, you know, wondering how we weren't up in the game. They had a reaction at half-time that can happen for the next 10 or 15 minutes, but we were resolute with our organisation and the ability to defend as well as we are doing. And then I thought, really, we've won the game, what seems like a tight scoreline, but performance-wise, I thought we won the game quite comfortably in the end.
And the goal was a touch of class, wasn't it? Great finish by Sam, but what a lovely dummy, nice piece of skill from George Boyd.
It was well noticed, because not everyone noticed that, and I've seen it back. Fantastic, you know, you could panic in that moment and have a swing at it, and he just realises someone's behind him, lets it run through his legs, and it allows Sam a nice, comfortable finish from a very good move involving Wardy and Andre's good movement across the front, a nice reverse from Andre, and a good ball in the end from Wardy to allow Sam the finish. So really pleasing. I mean, we had a few of them first up with real good fluid play. Excuse me. And didn't have the finish to match the play.
Sam came close.
Yeah, he did. And that was from Wardy as well. Fine find into the box, an actual pass into the box rather than a cross. And it's not a bad finish. He just doesn't catch it as cleanly. But like I said, I was really, really pleased. You know, against a side that have been, you know, renowned this season for being defence-minded, and particularly away from home, they've frustrated some teams. It didn't manage to frustrate us over the 90 tonight.
Yeah. Sam Vokes now into double figures, which is where you want to be for a striker, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I said early season he was delivering very good performances, even when he wasn't scoring as freely. He's going through a nice vein of form now with scoring. Andre's playing his part as well now when he isn't scoring as many, but he's still supplying the team with assists. He had a hand in the goal tonight. So, you know, there's a nice mixture between them. And, you know, the lads on the bench are chomping, but they're just going to have to wait at the minute, the way the team are playing.
And all four teams at the top have all won tonight, so vital in the context of the season. I know there's a long way to go yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you know, we don't look at everyone else. We concentrate and focus on ourselves. The next one's important as the last one, because you've got to earn the right again. So that's our clear focus.
James Tarkowski, he came in tonight, looked like he'd been playing for you all season, didn't he?
Yeah, we've done some work with him on the training ground to let him know what we're about, and I made it clear when we signed him that, you know, we don't rush players in. We have to, like with Lloyd Dye, he has to know what we're about, get used to how we operate, and that allowed him the chance to play well tonight, and he has played well, and he played well Saturday, you know, in a very solid back five performance again with Tom Eaton when he was called into play, which wasn't very often tonight, but he's, as he does, very secure, very clear-minded in his actions. And like I said, you've got to defend well in these games, and you've got to attack well, and we're finding a real good balance of that at the moment.
Final one from me. You've got a decision to make now, haven't you, with Michael Keane presumably being available for Bolton?
Yeah, Saturday. I mean, we'll monitor, you know, the next few days with the medical team, see how Keane's feeling, but that's the challenge we want. We want players to come in and play, and Targo's done well tonight, and Keane's done well for a number of weeks, so it's a good mixture.